Delicious, de lovely, delightful. It's such an honor to be here with all of you today, and there's so much to talk about. So I feel like I have to rush because there's just so much that wants to bubble forth from me. But today we're going to talk about our inner spectacular and how to let that shine through. We had a phenomenal concert here last evening. Who raised your hand? Raise your hand if you were here last night, Nadine. And she made a really incredible point last night. We have all signed up to be here, whether we consciously realize it or not. We have done a karmic contract to be here, right here at this place and at this time. And so it's really, really vital to show up in our full spectacular suit. I went to the zoo with Katie Moore yesterday, and we saw a bunch of really cool snakes, among other critters. And I love snakes because what is one of the main characteristics of snakes that would be metaphysical? Ding, 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 ding. They shed their skin. They let go of what they have outgrown, and they step forward, or they slither forward, into a new existence. And so right here and right now, it's really, really vital that we do that. And so I'm going to ask all of you to please stand if you feel comfortable. I want you to rub your hands together and place them on your heart. And repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to myself, to the miraculous state of my spectacular. I believe it. And to this core essence for which I stand, one power which is love for infinity, with full function and extreme bliss for myself and for others. And so it is. You may be seated. I believed that. I'm not even going to have to make you do it again because I believed it. This is a powerful, powerful crew. Well, there is an amazing energy out there of Abraham Hicks, and I'm sure many of you are aware of this energy flow that travels all over the world. And at the Agape Revelations event in 2011, they came through with this particular phrase, and it really, really pertains to what we're speaking about today, finding that inner spectacular and choosing to step forward in your inner spectacular. And they said, there isn't anything that will bog you down. There isn't anything that will burn you out. There isn't anything that can break your heart. There isn't anything that will disappoint you. There isn't anything that will hurt you in any other way. There is nothing. There is no assertion of anything unwanted. The only thing that it could ever keep you from being you is... Well, folks, that's the good news and the bad news. How often do we stand in our own way? How often do things come at us and bonk us right square in the face? I teach babies dance for a living. It's besides doing this, during the week, I teach babies how to say namaste in baby yoga. And how I explain this worldly consciousness to them is, I say to them, what does namaste mean? And they say, the awesome in me sees the awesome in you. And if you don't think that's not the coolest gig in town, let me tell ya. Because I am blessed to teach, of the many places I teach on the campus of Georgia Tech. And so I am teaching children from all over the world. I have children from India, from every continent I'm teaching these children. And some of them are coming in to my space already knowing two other languages, because often they have a parent from one country, a parent from another country. They're already fluent in both of those languages, and then they're coming to the States and they're learning English. And then they're coming into my class and they are learning either dance or gymnastics or yoga, which are other languages, right? And so coming to the world with the mind of a child, that's what Master Teacher Jesus said often. Coming, showing up every day with that youthful exuberance, that youthful enthusiasm. One of those ways that we can show up with that youthful enthusiasm is to simply allow ourselves to do so. I allow myself to learn. I allow myself to grow. I allow myself to release all of the old stuff that needs to go so that I can create a space within to allow the newness to shine through. It's like spring cleaning. It's springtime, right? How many people have been spring cleaning? Clearing out all that needs to go so that, and it's a constant work. That's why we call it a spiritual practice, because we're constantly every day we're practicing. We're allowing ourselves with each breath in to breathe in the life and the spirit and the breath, and then release anything else that is less than. And you don't have to feel guilty about releasing it into the universe, because to the universe and to collective spirit, energy is just energy. The collective energy does not put a name on it. It's not good, bad, evil, love, good, indifferent. It's just energy. And collective energy knows how to transform that. They're like, yippee, we're getting more energy today. And so we can change it and we can transform it into something that is useful and productive versus burdensome and destructive. One of the things that came to me as I was coming in this morning was it's very vital for all of you to understand that we are constantly wanting to raise up. We're constantly wanting to grow. We're constantly wanting to evolve and expand. I don't want any of you to ever let anybody else knock you down or knock you off your game. I want you to realize the only time that it's appropriate for you to grow down is when you're putting down roots and being grounded. And that's an empowerment inner thing that's your choice to move this way and put down those roots. And then everything else is moving out, it's moving up, and it's connecting with everyone and everything around you. Another huge part of showing up with your spectacular, and it's part of the release process, is forgiveness. Forgiving those people, places, or things that have hurt you in the past. I read a thing on Facebook this morning about Tony Robbins. I don't know if all of you know the backstory of Tony Robbins, but he had quite a dysfunctional beginning with his mom and with his family life. He's truly a self-made conscious individual. And he said, without these challenges and without this hurt and without this pain, you can't grow. Sometimes when that stuff is coming at you in all directions, it doesn't feel like it at the time. You don't see what the good is that's going to come out of it. And yet, with the things that come at you, you start ascertaining and learning how to make positive choices and learning how to not absorb what is coming at you. And part of that is forgiveness. And I don't know about you, but sometimes that's the biggest thing. Letting go of the past pains and the past hurts. And sometimes that person, place, or thing is not going to be able to say to you, Jennifer, I apologize. Or Kristen, I apologize. Or John, I really apologize. But here's what you can do. And I have worked with this particular trick before. A tool. Let's call it a tool. It's a spiritual tool. It was winter time and I had a fire going. I have a lovely wood-burning fireplace, and in Georgia it actually gets cold every now and again. And I was having some issues with a relationship in my life, and I needed to do something because I was at a choice point as to whether I was going to move and grow without this person in my life or if I was going to resolve. And whether I chose to move on, I was going to need to resolve somehow. And I knew that person was never going to give me an apology. Sometimes these people, places, or things don't even realize what they have done to you. It was your interpretation and absorption of their actions sometimes. And so what I did was I sat on the hearth, and I just really started doing some breath work, and I imagined my higher consciousness speaking to their higher consciousness. And I started saying all the things that I wished for and hoped for in this relationship. And I just said, I, you know, all these different things. And then finally I said, I forgive you for your part in our disconnect. Oh, I got to put my mic down because there's a thing I learned last weekend at Unity San Diego. It just happened and it was kind of cool. I'm like, I forgive you for my part of our disconnect. And I ask you for your forgiveness in my part of the disconnect. And I see higher consciousness and higher energy that is working between to forgive it and transform it so that the disconnect finally disappears and it comes back together again. And I did that three other times, among a couple of other things, and the relationship is thriving and healthy and beautiful now. And it's because and it's not like pat myself martyr, you know, I did the work, but sometimes it is, the onus is on us, because the only thing that could keep you from being you is you. That's what Abraham Hicks says. And it's true that when we can step up to the plate and learn how to do these exercises, these spiritual practices, these spiritual exercises, it helps us to learn and to grow and to release the need to absorb so that we clear. Spirit knows what needs to go so we can be in perfect flow. So I'm going to sing, yes, I was sleeping one night and I was just freaked out because I had all these monkey things going through my brain. I'm like, God, I don't even know what needs to go. And a voice within said, Spirit knows what needs to go so you can live in perfect flow. And I threw the covers off and ran into the next room with a pen and paper and wrote it down before I forget. Because sometimes these things come to us when we are in that semi-state. That's what meditation does. It puts you kind of in that quasi-open state. So here's a song called Forgiveness. I wrote it for my dad. And whatever that person, place, or thing is, and you don't have to identify it right this second because it may be trapped way down deep. But be thinking about it, and then think of this song, and I'm going to have you sing along with me. I forgive you. I forgive all the heartache we have come to know. I forgive you. For I know a higher way is waiting to be shown. Darkness sometimes holds us down so deep. Trapped by all the burdens that we choose to keep. But I'm letting go. It's time to move ahead, time to grow. And so, can you sing it with me? I forgive you. I forgive all the heartache we have come to know. Again, I forgive you. For I know a higher way is waiting to be shown. I am standing strong in who I am. And I release my past because I can. Love is what I choose to feel and be. I forgive and suddenly I am free. Hey, I forgive you. Forgive all the heartache we have come to know. I forgive you. For I know a higher way is waiting. shone. Sing that line again. For I know a higher way is waiting to be shown. For I know a higher way is waiting to be shown. Rub your hands together for me. Breathe in. And now, as you release, raise your hands up. And ladies and gentlemen, it's just that easy to release and to let go. Sometimes we humans need that physical action. Sometimes we need that physical, visceral exercise. We are body, mind, and spirit after all. And I want you to remember what a miracle it is every day that you show up and you are, I forgot my juggling balls. Eddie and Kelsey one Christmas gave me some little juggling balls. Because I love to juggle, and that's, we always joke that when I went to college, we were doing the musical Barnum, and that's about all I learned at school, was learning how to juggle. But the fact that we juggle our body and our minds and our spirits every day is so spectacular, and how often do we not even give ourselves credit for that? And that's not even a simple thing. That's a very challenging thing every day, to stand up in the world and be juggling our own stuff. Much else if we are caregivers, caretakers, if we are parents, if we are in relationships and, you know, relating to humans on a daily basis, we're juggling all of their stuff too. Sometimes we try to take their juggling balls away from them, and no, that's not appropriate. You let them juggle with their stuff, and you keep your own stuff and start honing your thing, okay? Now, my final point of working with being with your spectacular is getting out of your comfort zone. And one of my great friends, Reverend Tony Criplicio from Trinity Center for Spiritual Living, I was his music director for a number of years in Atlanta. And my husband and my daughter, he's one of their all-time favorite speakers. They've seen me in a lot of different churches and a lot of different speakers. And they love Reverend Tony. And Tony said one day, you know, sometimes it's not just about releasing all the negative stuff that impacted you in your past. Sometimes it's releasing the past accomplishments too. Because sometimes we can, you know, get on our pedestal and say, hey, look what I just accomplished. Yes, yes. And then 3 weeks later, or 3 months later, 3 years later, look what I accomplished back. Yes, yes. And that's all well and good, but sometimes we cling to that, and even that energy is still energy. It's not good, bad, or indifferent, but it's still energy that is still in us that needs to, okay, good for you. Good for you. And it's time to move forward and grow. So it's important to release not only the negative, not only the issues, but your accomplishments too, because as spiritual beings, we want to expand and grow. Abraham Hicks is very exuberant when they say that. We want to learn. We want to grow. We always want to be expanding, expanding, expanding. And how can we do that if we're clogged and we have all this stuff in us? Stuff doesn't have to be bad, but it's still stuff. It's still energy. And sometimes we, you know, our goal as humans is to reach that level of comfort and that level of grace and peace. And then you're there, and everything's graceful, and everything's peaceful, and everything's lovely and peaceful. And it's still lovely and peaceful. But we want excitement. We want to learn new things. We want to grow. We want to expand. And so sometimes we can get so comfortable that we get trapped in our safety zone, and we get trapped in our comfort zone. You guys are expanding and growing by allowing me to come here and do message inside the music, or the music inside the message. I just learned I'm the first person that's done that, and I'm about to get to my other song, in case you're wondering. We even had to cut some songs because I have to share the platform with other people. And that's awesome because, as Nadine said last night, it's all a co-creation. But sometimes we can get trapped in our comfort zones. And I came up with this a while back, and I like to read it because I don't have it memorized yet because I'm always learning new things. Sometimes when we get too comfortable, we hide in our caves a little bit too long. And comfort can lead to boredom. And boredom then can lead to stagnation. Stagnation may end up leading to resentment. And when you're already at resentment, it's not too long until you fall down the rabbit hole into depression. And then where do you go from there? Well, if you fall deep enough down, the good news is there's nowhere else to go but up, right? And how you do that is you do something new. You find something that makes your heart sing. If you're a crafter, if you're a linguist, if you are a closet dancer, the biggest joke to the universe, I got booted out of baby ballet when I was a baby, and now I get to teach babies ballet. Woo! And it's awesome. And it's, I just laugh every time I go into class. And your whole theme this month is about dancing through life, right? And so what is it that you have not tried yet? What may be on your bucket list that needs to, you need to dump that bucket out on the table and take a look at it and start doing some of them now. In this precious moment, this is the moment that we have right now. Because when you do what makes your heart sing, it fuels that ember. It fuels that inner fire within. And this world needs your inner fire right now, right? This world needs every bit of love and energy and function that we can feed it right now. There's always going to be the yin and there's always going to be the yang. And right now more than ever, it's not like it's a competition, but it's a balance. And there's a lot of stuff that is being fed to us that we don't have to absorb. I was so depressed for the past year. I've been deeply, profoundly, and I've been grieving some for my dad who passed away and some other family members who passed away. But it was more than that. You know, all the stuff on the news and things that are happening in the world, it's not just what's happening in the United States, although that's heartbreaking enough, depending on who you are and how you are feeling that vibe, but it's what's happening all around the world. It's like, come on, humans, come on. And I really started getting into a funk. And my 24-year-old daughter said, Mom, you need to snap out of it. Because your Facebook posts and everything, you are really starting to sound depressing. And I'm like, but Kelsey, I'm absorbing all this. And I just feel this dysfunction. And it's making me so sad and disappointed. I just feel disappointed right now. And it's a heavy, heavy disappointment. And she said, Mom, it is not your job to bear the burden of humanity's failures. You show up every day giving your light to the world with your music and with traveling and doing your messages and stuff. She said, you're doing your part. So you need to release your need to carry the weight of humanity's dysfunction on your shoulders. And I said, are you pulling me on me? Is that what you just did? But it's true. It's so, so vital for us. And yes, we're going to feel because we're humans and that's part of what we do. We feel. But we don't have to absorb. We can feel, and then whatever that disconnect is, we can churn it around in that ember and we can start doing things that make our heart sing. That can help lift us up out of that. Doing what makes your heart sing is vital. How long has it been since some of you have taken a walk on the beach? You live right here in San Diego. How long has it been since you... Oh my gosh! Even I found time to go to the beach. I did a Wednesday night up in San Clemente, and I stopped at the beach for like 3.5 hours, and I just hung out and read a book. You know, how long has it been since you've gone for a really great walk? How long has it been since you've been to the zoo? Man, this zoo rocks. Katie and I did the zoo yesterday. Do things that make your heart sing. It is our obligation as conscious people on a spiritual path to show up fully functional and fully aligned so that we can evermore shine our light into this world. And doing what makes our heart sing is a big part of it.
Let
let's do what makes our hearts sing, using all the gifts we have to bring into this world today. Let's do what makes our hearts sing, celebrate that special thing that keeps us dancing on our way. Life's too short to settle for less, so tell me why on earth would we do that? Oh, we don't want to find 10 years down the line that we chose to give in to compromise. So let's do what makes our hearts sing, using all the gifts we have to bring into this world today. Let's do what makes our hearts sing, celebrate that special thing that keeps us dancing on our way. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I invite you to allow. I invite you to release. I invite you to forgive. I invite you to learn and grow and transform. And to do what makes your heart sing. Do what makes your heart sing. Let's do what makes our heart sing. Let's do what makes our heart sing. Can you sing? Let's do what makes our heart sing. Sing that. Let's do what makes our heart sing. Say, I'm gonna do what makes my heart sing. Here we go. I'm gonna do what makes my heart sing. And I support you in doing that. Thank you for having me today. God bless you. Thank you, everybody. It's coming.